When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah! I'd like to start off tonight's ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
You know, I'm not full of myself at all. I hate myself. You know that. I loathe myself.
I know.
That's right. And good evening to Don.
Scum!
And good evening to myself. It's hard pleasing Don.
No.
It's been an interesting day. And you know what? I don't know if you're watching me on the TV, guys, but all day I've had a very subtle tribute right here on my left breast, on my sweatshirt, the letters A-T-C-Q, as we congratulate friend of the show Q-Tip.
That's right.
And, and one of the greatest groups of all time, A Tribe Called Quest, heading to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
With some pretty good company, too.
You can't say friend to the show.
Friend to you and Don.
Well, that's your fault.
How's it my fault?
You've never made time for the tipster. Wait, no, but by the way, you've had calls with him before and enjoyed conversations.
He directs all of his conversation to Donald.
Well, no, that's not true. Correct me if I'm wrong, Don.
Yeah.
Don't you have a distinct memory of him referring to Michael as Mr. K?
Oh yeah, a lot of respect. But we shared something in common. I was covering the Jets, and he's a Jet fan. And I texted him today, HOF, awesome man. And he said, "Man, we made it."
That's nice.
And I thought
Mary
that was
J.
Cool.
Blige, Jimmy Buffett, Cher, Dave Matthews, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang,
Jersey,
Ozzy Osbourne, Tribe Called Quest, Dionne Warwick, an interesting and eclectic class. And, of course, Don.
A lot of good it does Jimmy Buffett now.
Yeah, why did it take so long for Jimmy Buffett?
Wait, you can't make sense of any of this, though. This is always what drives me crazy. Why Ozzy Osbourne now? Why Kool & the Gang now? Why Cher now?
No, well, Ozzy, like, his first solo album was 81. You got to go 25 years. He should have been in immediately.
But that's what I'm saying. These things, yeah. the Hall of Fame, Dave Matthews and Ozzy Osbourne should not be in the same class timeline-wise. It makes zero sense.
Now listen,
is what it is.
I'm not a big Dave Matthews fan, but I respect his work, obviously.
Hold on. My mom is barking things out at me during ENN.
That's not right.
What'd you say about Ozzy Osbourne, Mom? Years ago? Oh, he was inducted with Black Sabbath. Wow, Mom.
Yeah, wow. No.
Okay, Mima.
Oh,
didn't expect
so
that
I'm
on ENN today.
I respect that, but at the same time, you can go in as a solo artist. So I don't know why it would take so long when he was a solo artist. He left Sabbath back in 1979. He had a lot
it's
of
been
opportunities.
A while.
And you know, somebody brought it up. I think it was 70 Super Sports. I never thought about it. Didn't even realize.
I saw it, too.
The Monkees. Now you could be like, "Oh, come on, Don." Take a look at the list of songs
catalog.
And how influential that.
And you know, they were a great influence on the Beatles.
What?
Ugh, I hate working with you two. I'm going to quit. How do you not know the joke of the reference, Don? I expect it from Michael. You expect more from.
And he wrote a song about hanging out with the Beatles too.
He doesn't know.
I don't know what he's talking about.
They were a great influence on the Beatles. It's from Dumb and Dumber. Okay, don't worry.
I watched Dumb and Dumber too, but I don't commit every line to memory.
I didn't get that. I should have gotten that, but I didn't get it. I apologize to Peter.
You know what you treated me like? You treated me like the caller earlier. You offered to have a drink with, and he just ignored you.
No.
He called in.
I was trying to make it work. Without, but then Michael ended up just like he called me out on it, and I had to admit it. But I was not going to give in.
Anthony Greek is very upset. He said, Iron Maiden not in the Hall of Fame is a joke.
Well, and with Judas Priest in, Iron Maiden should be in because they're like the Who and Led Zeppelin. I mean, they were together. They were equals. I don't get
I've never heard anyone pronounce Led Zeppelin that way.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah. He did it again. I've never heard that, Michael.
I've never
heard someone pronounce the in Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
Michael, have you ever heard that?
I've heard people say Led Zeppelin, yeah.
But what do you say? Be honest.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, you don't pronounce that.
I never noticed it. I'm sorry. But Michael's got my back. Maybe he's just a good teammate but you've heard it pronounced. I don't hear the difference. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, there's things that you pronounce that I've never heard before.
And you've called
you
me out on
it.
No, I don't want to because I don't want to get in a fight with him. We've had a good day today.
I've gotten better. Was there one today?
No. There's one that just annoys the heck out of me. And I can't even remember what it is now. Go on, Peter.
Is it nuclear?
No. That Bill Clinton couldn't, and he had the button. He couldn't. He couldn't pronounce it.
That helps me.
Of course, the one year that I've said I definitively am going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Don, the induction ceremony is back to Cleveland this year.
Oh, is it? And it's not on HBO anymore.
No, they've moved to Disney Plus, the great Disney Plus vehicle.
Disney Plus, and then eventually it's going to air like on ABC.
Yeah, because for some reason, there's so many events that can be done live, they cannot do the hall live. I guess it's just too long.
It is very, very long.
But when you got a streaming service, why can't it be a 9-hour show?
See, that's a great point. That's a great point by Mike. So you know what? So it'll be live probably day of Disney Plus. It'll probably run for 8 hours, and then they'll cut it down to like a 3-hour TV show. That'll be my guess. Either way, congratulations to Q-Tip. And
who's going to induct them? Do you think?
Ali Shahi Muhammad. I volunteered.
Did
I don't
you
think
really
I'll get the call? I did.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Who do you think makes sense?
Who would make the most sense for a Tribe Called Quest
Mickey
induction?
Mickey
Dolenz. Oh, that's a great question, Don. A couple of the people, unfortunately, are no longer with us. I would say Busta Rhymes could be great. Has great history with them, and his career sort of launched, not sort of launched, kind of definitively launched on the song Scenario. So Busta Rhymes might make sense. But that's a really good, I'd have to think about that one for a while. Queen Latifah would be very good.
If you do it well, just in any, even in sports, Michael, the person that inducts you, that's an important spot that should be taken very seriously. Tom Morello inducting Kiss is one of the great speeches I've ever seen. Check it on YouTube, Peter, if you get a chance. Tremendous.
Tom Morello inducting Kiss?
Yeah. Tremendous. And there's a lot of them, too. Paul McCartney inducting the Foo Fighters? That's money, right?
Oh, that's really good. You know who could be... How about Leonardo DiCaprio? Huge fan.
Is that true?
And he is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that would be.
He's a huge fan, and he's very close with Q-Tip. I wonder if he'd do it.
I wonder if Q-Tip would ever be able to come on with him. We would do that, Michael, right?
Yeah, sure.
Get a Q-Tip, Leonardo DiCaprio, like at a remote.
Leo, yeah.
How about the Beach Bash? The sales would be very happy
with
that.
Do you think sales Michael, could ask.
Here's the thing, though. There's one thing, though, Don. Leo can come to the Beach Bash, but if he shows up to the suite, just know he's not sitting down, okay? No chair. Leo, if you want to swing by the suite, you can grab food, you can hang out in the back. Do not try to sit.
Imagine that. Hey, Vinny going, hey, Leo, where are you going?
Do you know, I'm mortified, though, about the whole suite situation, because I offered Aaron Boone that I could get him in the suite.
Oh, boy.
So imagine if he accepted, and they said, well, you can't sit.
But he did.
What?
Problem solved. He didn't accept.
He didn't, but I'm mortified that I put it out there and it wasn't doable.
Well, listen, I'll say this for all of our bad mouthing of the suite situation. Last year during the playoffs, when I extended the offer to Billy Crystal, they made room in the suite, and he was allowed to sit. Yeah. Now, I think me and Don both, Don, you and I both went out with credentials. I don't think we had seats in the suite.
No.
But we got in the building.
Well, they will not get a chance tonight to ignore me. I won't go.
Ooh. No. You got too much self-respect.
What?
I said, you see what happens?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Good for you. Take a stand.
See? Thank you. You've come around.
Yeah, so what time is it? 6:18? Nobody reached out and said, hey, drop by the suite?
No.
Nobody.
Well, that still. They get out to hear it.
Now.
Well, would you be in a way if they found room for Aaron? Would that bother you?
No, manager of the Yankees is more important than me.
To us?
Somebody
to our
said
station?
But Aaron said at the press conference he had front row seats to the Knicks tonight. He didn't know if the traffic would be bad. But he said that he's a lunatic, so how would he sit front row and celebrity row root for the Sixers?
He has to.
Yeah, and then, but it's Passover. He'll cruise through it right in. There's no traffic.
But how about him sitting there and rooting for the Sixers?
So what does he care? He's the manager of the Yankees. What's he going to do? He lost today, so they might try to kill him. I think they'll be more off, but then how dare Aaron Boone go to a basketball game when his team lost today?
He should be home doing the work.
Right, they should be suicide watch. They should be taking his belt away from him.
David Aldridge reporting, Nick Nurse, the coach of the Sixers, says that Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey are both game-time decisions. Mm. Maxey is working on an MSG floor pregame to see how he feels. Embiid will follow.
Holy crap.
I got to tell you guys, this is going to be the first Passover Seder I've ever had where I have a Knicks game on during the Seder.
Is that allowed?
That's not.
Well, my mom just made a face. No, Mom, not at the beginning. We'll wait till after the actual Seder, like later during dinner, we'll turn it on. She gave me a nod for that.
First of all, who is she to be able to speak for God?
It's a great question. Don asked a great question. who is your mom to be able to speak for God? Yeah, you're right. God may shun this. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, Peter.
Does your mom like Natalie, or is this just an act?
I don't think that's an act.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm watching them both together. This is like a very touching moment for me watching my mother and my wife in the kitchen together preparing a Seder. This is like a thing. It's a moment in time.
Wow.
Happening live. Do you guys want me to commentate?
No. Well, how about Ian?
Mima, she's cutting a flower.
I think Ian died, Michael.
On the vine.
We started late. It's not his fault.
Yeah, he did 10 minutes on Q-tip.
Well, hold on.
No, he's a friend of the show. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
You feel it?
See, and you know what? First of all, is Don, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is it my friend Q-tip that is the reason we're late?
No, it's Michael's friend Mike.
Thank you.
You're
such a... Yeah, I love the guy, but I would see. But this is the question: when Michael wants to know why he's on the Q-tip outside, remember these moments when he randomly blurts out he wanted to spend 10 minutes on Q-tip. See, Don, these things all have there's an effect. These words don't happen.
So what you're saying is there's a cause,
and then
there's an effect.
That's right. All right, let's go outside of the garden. We talked.
Are
we
still going to try? That's awesome.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier the other day. Michael and Don felt very strongly. They were in such favor of it. Let's hear the fans outside of the garden on Saturday. Now, here's my question for you guys. Do you think if they get another big win, we get the same thing?
They'll double down.
It's just going to be, we want Boston constantly.
And... I don't want to beat him. It's just not something I would do. I don't like poking the bear. There's too much work to be done. If you really believe, Peter, in all seriousness, that you are a team built to make a run, then why are you getting so over the top excited for one win? You think you're winning the series anyway, and you should win the series, so why are you going nuts? And I keep hearing people say on Twitter, well, it's been so long, Don. Well, no, you're a perennial playoff team now. You've gotten to the playoff 3 straight years. You've gotten to the second round last year. You're a 2 seed. Act like it. That's all I'm saying. Respect the team you're rooting for. You're not underdogs anymore. This isn't the Knicks from a few years ago.
Oh, no.
Come on, man.
Don and I are both sick as dogs right now.
Really?
It's probably allergies.
All the more reason you shouldn't go in the suite.
What a jerk.
Here is the aforementioned Nick Nurse talking about Joel Embiid and him wanting to play tonight.
He's really a warrior and he's battling. And I think he absolutely wants to play, but let's see how he turns out here tonight.
Interesting take from Danny Green on Barton Hahn speaking about the Embiid injury earlier. Let's hear from Danny Green.
I've been through the surgery, and most of it is trying to get the confidence to do and try those things. And when coming down, not be too leery of it. And when you feel something, not think that it's torn again. You know, like it's, it might just be like, you're okay. You did the rehab. Your leg is strong enough to handle this. And you have to just trust it. And so I think that's probably 90% of it for him, of just being, you know, comfortable with the knee and comfortable doing things with the knee that he wasn't doing before the surgery, you know? So, I mean, I think that's why it might have scared him, made him a little uncomfortable. And he's like, I don't know. It made me feel a little weird. And then once he gets himself back under him, he's like, all right, cool. Like, you know, I haven't done this in a while, but my knee can handle it. My knee is used to it. So I think it's more mental side than anything.
Also, I'd like to ask Joel this. Your knee is suspect. What are you doing, an alley-oop for yourself?
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. That's why he has to be careful, or he's going to find himself in the locker room again. That'll do it for ENN on this special Passover Knicks Sixers edition, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event and Ram Truck Month.
Knicks Sixers coverage starts at 7 right here. Islanders, Hurricanes starts at 7 on 10:50 a.m. For those who celebrate, have a happy Passover. Enjoy your time with your family, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.